We started yesterday a new week, the week of Netzach. Yesterday we really didn't speak about it much. I'll just briefly say that yesterday we were talking about Chesed Sheben Netzach. Netzach can be interpreted and translated as eternity. And Netzach can also be interpreted and explained as Nitzachon, as victory. And who doesn't like to win? Everybody likes to be the victorious one. And victory can also be success. And we all, as humans, we like to be victorious. We want to win. We want to be successful. This is Netzach, this power that drives me to be victorious. Chesed Sheben Netzach. Chesed, we already explained a few times. Chesed is love. Then I have love. I have passion to be the winner, to be number one, to be successful. This is something that is within me. I just need to know how to empower that in me, because Hashem wants me to strive to get better and stronger and higher, but I need to set goals. I need to set destination. If I don't set goals in my life, I'll never get anywhere. If I'm sitting and waiting passively, nothing's going to happen. Specifically, the Chesed of the Netzach, the entire week we're going to be concentrating on the power, this victorious power that we have in us, the power of success. Most people have a very low self-esteem. They feel very not useful, very not successful, to a point that most people think that they're, excuse my language, that they're losers, that I'm not good for nothing. I didn't do anything with my life. I'm not successful. I look at other people, how great they became. I'm a nothing. And that's usually the Yetzer Hara. He's such a good friend. He knows to make you feel like a shmate. Yetzer Hara is more into making you feel bad than to making you sin, by the way. So that's where you really recognize when the Yetzer Hara is doing his work. The Kadosh Baruch Hu will put you in situations to sin because he wants you to do tshuva and he wants you to overpower. The Yetzer Hara is less interested in making you sin. The Yetzer Hara wants you to make you feel bad. He wants you to feel disgusting with yourself, with no meaning to life, depressed, hey in bed, you are a nothing. That's what the Yetzer Hara is looking for, to make you feel disgusting. Needless to say, inside of us, we have a midah of Netzach, of I want to be a winner. You know, when you really have that, now we're older, so it's already burned down. Go back 50 years ago when you were kids and we were playing. Everybody wants to be the winner. When you're 5 years old, 8 years old, you don't sit I don't feel like playing today. I just got my electricity bill. I'm depressed. Kids don't get sad. Kids right away, you give them a ball, they start running around. You need to know to pull up this power within you, this love. This is the Chesed Sheben Netzach, the love for this drive to be victorious and to be successful. This is very quickly about the Chesed Sheben Netzach. But Bechlal Netzach, the whole week we're going to be focusing on the power of success and being victorious and being a leader and so forth. So since this is the idea what we're going to be focused on this week, then Gvura Sheben Netzach is, I have to understand that the whole world is just a game. All this world is a game. It's like one big wonderland, this world. If you know how to really enjoy the rides, then you enjoy wonderland. If not, then you just stand in line and you don't get on any rides. But since this world is made out of games, then you have to know how to play by the rules. If you don't know how to play by the rules, you'll never get to be successful. That's one thing we spoke about it today, but the ladies' class about Chesed Sheben Netzach is that you have to understand that games have rules. And if you see that you are about to lose, that's human nature, then you're trying to be tricky. That's what most people do. They see they're about to lose in the game. How can I cheat here? So that's our human nature. Chesed Sheben Netzach is, well, don't jump right away to be tricky. And it can be in a game, an actual game. It can be in life itself. It can be in business, in relationships, whatever it is. But we're very quick to see that when I'm about to lose, okay, let me see how I'm going to crook it here. So needless to say that any game has rules. And usually what would be the character trait when you want to win is you put a fight. There's no such a thing that you win without a fight. Now, I've never seen anybody playing basketball with himself. I mean, unless you're practicing just to shoot the ball, or you play chess. You never play chess with your game. You need resistance, and you need to be creative. And how am I fighting in this game? And again, you can apply to any type of battle. In order to win, you have to fight. What's the power of fight? Is that I invest all my power. That's how you win. If you don't invest power, or your knowledge, or your expertise, or whatever it is, you're not going to win. So the power of fighting is knowing how to lay down my power, my knowledge. But I have to remember that everything is a game. This whole world is a game. My whole life is a game. It's one big game. Now, as we mentioned, every game has rules. If you don't know how to play by the rules, you're out. When we were kids, we had a song, "Lo mesachakim shovrim et hakelim." That was a song we used to pray. Somebody would, you know, the kids that they don't like the board game, they're about to lose and they throw the whole board game. So we had a song when we were kids. If somebody would break the rules, we would sing, "Lo mesachakim," we're not playing anymore, "shovrim et hakelim," you broke all the kelim. This is all the kids' games and songs coming from a very high Kabbalistic point of view. Like, you know, the game Chutes and Ladders. This is mamash, a Kabbalistic game of exactly the aliyot of the nefesh, how the nefesh has to go from one place to another, and sometimes it will hit a ladder and will jump up in its level. Sometimes it will hit a snake and go down.
I did it last week.
Yeah? and nevertheless, when there's too much light and too less, the capacity of the kelim, of the vessels, cannot hold the light, the shvirat kelim, the vessels break. So when a kid can't contain the fact that he's about to lose, he throws the board game. This is shvirat kelim. So we used to sing, "Lo mesachakim shovrim et kelim." We're breaking the vessels. Nevertheless, you have to understand that every game has rules, and you need to know how to play with the rules, how to play, to follow along with the rules. Now, if you put all your effort, all your might, all your power, but you're not going according to the rules, you'll never win. You might think you win. You might be tricky and maybe you'll get it done once or twice. You'll never win. You have to go by the rules. That's how it works in this world. Now, if you play by the rules, that's how you become the winner of the game. Now, in our life, what is the game? This life is a game. What are the rules? That's the Torah. Torah gives you the rules. You break the rules, you're never going to get anywhere. You go by the rules, you'll be successful. You'll reach to the level of Netzach, of victorious and success. Now, if I follow the rules, then I become victorious. I break the rules, I'll be a failure. And might look like very temporarily I'll have success. But it just looks at that, and it's deceiving, and that's temporarily, and you'll never, never continue being successful when you're breaking the rules. Now, like every human being, sometimes we try to pass the rules. We think we can outsmart the instructions. I think that, oh no, I'm a little bit smarter than the actual rules. Let me do this, let me do that. And that's your failure. That's your recipe to success. This is my rules. What is this? Nevertheless, thank you. Nevertheless, when I try to bypass the rules or to outsmart the rules, that's when I'm going to fall. That's when, you know, the people who are driving like maniacs and they try to go out to pass the car and then they end up in the ditch. So I can't break the rules. Now, rules of the game, what does it mean? It means restriction. That's the rules. You can do whatever you want. It can be restriction. The word in Hebrew is hagbala. Comes from the word mugbal or lehagbil. But when I have rules, it's restrictions or limitations or definitions. These are the three words that I found. What does it mean that I have rules to the game? That's all gvura. The gvura will put the limitation, the restrictions, the definition. That's the gvura. So I have here the power of Netzach. I want to be victorious and I want to be successful. Everybody wants to be successful. Whether it's in business, whether it's in my studies, whether it's in my relationships, whatever it is, I want to be successful. This is a natural thing. I don't know anybody who wakes up in the morning and says, you know what, today I feel like failing. I don't know people that do that. I don't know people walking into the casino, I want to lose money today. So nevertheless,
what's your hustle?
Oh yeah. So nevertheless, these rules, these are the definition, this is the power of Gvura. Now, what are the rules of the game? Like I said, Torah and Mitzvot. These are the rules. You can't break the rules. And you know what? When you look at the rules of the Torah, hard rules. Don't eat this, don't do that. Don't look here, don't say that. Don't do this, don't do that. Very hard rules. Most people, if they come to the seminary of the introduction of the rules, says, no, no, this is not for me. Isn't there some shortcut here that I can just say some bracha and finish with it? I had a friend like that every time that we really were trying to get the person more involved in Torah and Mitzvot, so they would come to us to Shabbat and holidays and all this. And every time there was so many things to do. It's like, don't you have like a blessing for me to say and finish with it, like Baruch Atah, something, and yeah. So it was funny because he always says the same thing. Don't you have some blessing for me to say and finish with it? Well, I need to be busy with all these things. Nevertheless, this is the idea of Gvura Shebanetzach. The rules, the restrictions, the definition and the limitations are the rules of the game. But I want to be successful and I want to be victorious. Now, practically saying, how do I apply it in my life? We want to apply what we're learning. And I'm really hoping that you are applying what we're learning, because if you're not applying it, then like I told you already before, you're warming up chairs here. The point is really to apply it, and you really know how to apply it, you end up climbing and reaching to high levels that you look back and you see the success of your effort. Nevertheless, how do I really apply it? Then I need to focus on the rules that I'm bypassing. Some of the rules I follow for very good, but there's a lot of rules that I'm like, ah. I call it the syndrome. It's not so important. They didn't really mean it. The poskim really didn't. They didn't really mean it. So I need to look in my life where I'm bypassing the chukim, the rules, where there's no tzimtzum, where there's no gvura there. Because sometimes I have a lot of gvura there. I will never mix meat and dairy. It doesn't matter, the world will turn upside down. I will be super strict. Come and tell me about something else. That's not so important. And we all have that. Doesn't mean one is more better than the other. Some people are very strict about certain things. You know how here when we on Shabbat when we pray, Levi over and pray with us, the Zman has to be on the second, you miss it. No, it's the... And some people are like, okay, no, whatever, the Zman, another minute, a less minute. So one person is very particular here, another person is very particular there. But we all have these places where the rules are being bent. I have to look where the rules of the game are and where I'm bending the rules. And where I'm bending the rules, that's my in Hebrew we call it pirtza bagader, a hole in the fence. You know, a fox, he sees the chicken inside or whatever he wants to eat, he will very quietly, very petty, look till he finds the hole in the fence. He's not going to try to make a hole, he's not going to try to jump over the hole, he's going to make for the hole. Let me go in quietly. So practically saying, I have to look where I'm breaking the rules, where I'm trying to find a loophole in the rules, and I'm bending the rule, and that's is going to be the recipe for my failure. The recipe to success is where I know how to keep the rules, and these are the rules of the game. And that doesn't mean that I have to like the rules. Doesn't mean that the rules are easy, but the rules. This is the gvura. Hashem created the world with gvura. Without gvura, would be chaos. So I need to just find out, where am I breaking the rules? Now, a lot of people think that the rules are tzimtzum, that they're contracting, limiting, but really, the rules are not contracting or limiting in any way. They're rather making you focus. This is the mistake of most people. They think, oh, too many rules, too many rules. I'm becoming OCD now with all these rules. And they think, no, the rules are making me just limited. And when I'm limited, I can't function. This is a wrong approach. Rather, the limitation is making you focus. In Hebrew, the word is memukad. When I'm really focused on what I need to do. If there wouldn't be rules, I wouldn't be focused. I wouldn't know what to do. I would just throw things to all directions. Needless to say that I throw my energy to different directions. Throw no energy to many directions, nothing's going to happen. Focus the energy in one place, you'll see how much power your energy has. So this will be the practical side, what we need to do this week, and try to put it to action. You'll see miracles in your life. You'll see how things change in your life Because at the end of the day, we all want to be victorious. We all want to have this satisfaction that I made it. I did it. Today we were talking about, one lady was asking, so what are these goals that I need to put? How do I set up goals? How do I define these goals? We all need to have goals. If I don't have goals in my life, then where am I walking? I'm just going for a stroll. I need to walk from one goal to another goal. And it doesn't matter, even if it's very small goals, it doesn't matter. As long as I have a plan, I have a goal, I have to walk on a route, and when I get there, I get a 2 point, I get 2 points, 3 points, whatever, I achieved my goal. So start building my self-esteem and my self-worth that I can do if I put my mind to it. When I became observant, I had all these weird goals. I was like, well, I want to see if I can finish the book of Tehillim. It took me like 8 months to finish one book. I'm not talking about to read it in one day, just to read it in one shot. So this is the type of goal. I would put all these goals. I had a goal, I want to finish one masechet. Took me another like 11 months to finish one masechet. Should take you 3 days. I'm talking about a Mishnah, not a Gemara. But nevertheless, I constantly made these little goals and I went from one goal to another. And even though it would take me sometimes, you know, now tell me, read a book of Tehillim, I'll sit down, I'll read it in 3 hours. 17 years ago to read, I'm not exaggerating, it took me 8 months to read one book of Tehillim. I would read 2 chapters. So, but when you know how to focus your energy, then you start growing from one level to another level to another level. And needless to say, you win once, you win twice, you win 3 times. Start feeling that you have some self-worth and you feel that you know I can actually do it. And this comes from the Sfira of Netzach. We all have it in us to be leaders, to be winners, to be successful. And we want it. It's good for us. That's how Hashem designed us. So the Chesed is to develop the love that I want to be. In English, Hebrew you say tacharuti. In English you would call it competitive. But in a very positive way. Some people are competitive in a very negative way. Some people are competitive in a very positive way that it's makes them more serious, challenging. That, as long as you do it in a positive way. The gvura is, yeah, I gotta set the rules. You start breaking rules, you're gonna lose control. That's how it is. And the rules of the Torah, now you put it to action. Tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem, will continue with the Tiferet Shebanetzach. And it's a very powerful week. Mezrat Hashem should all be victorious. Should all reach to the level of success that we wish for ourselves.